All right, it is, let's see, it is 9:01 here in 306 on Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. And we're gonna go around the room and introduce yourselves.
Cherise Bills, Clerk Auditor's Office.
Becky Wright, Clerk Auditor's Office.
Neil Gaddis, Attorney's Office.
Curtis Cove, Clerk Auditor.
Rebecca Abbott, Clerk Auditor.
Lorraine Kamala, Commissioner.
Randy Elliott, Commissioner.
Bob Stevenson, Commissioner.
Chris Bone, Human Resources.
Sydney Larrabee, Animal Care.
Ashley Young, Animal Care.
All right, so we're here to meet with Ashley Young of Animal Care to discuss some new ordinances, so we'll turn the time over to them.
Thank you. So on September 1st, I had a great meeting with all of our city managers. We are working towards one unified county ordinance when it comes to our dogs and cats. In our first step, I
thought... How's that going?
We agreed on one thing, that's why we're here.
When you get through this, can you work on the 911
situation? So that's why we're here. We agreed that we should look into having an additional dog permit. So we drafted up this nice permit of what it should look like, and I just wanted to run it before the commission. We also need to decide on pricing for this and kind of when it would start. So those are our next steps. Overall, the meeting, it was okay. Everyone agrees that we should have one unified ordinance for the county. What that ordinance should look like, we don't know yet, but we're working on it. So first step, right? So for this additional dog permit, it's an annual permit, so they do have to apply for it every year. It is for one additional dog. Now we're kind of on the fence if Davis County should have two dogs per household or three dogs per household. Working with Layton on that, I know they've had some big dog incidents that have happened in their community, in their area, so it's a little bit of a tricky situation, especially for Layton. But we're working on it.
Do some cities have their own for either two or three?
Oh yeah, yeah. Most of them do.
Yeah.
Which makes enforcement very tricky. And if our residents move, so if someone's living in Woods Cross and then they move to Layton, they're having to rehome their pets they move to a different area, and most of the times they don't know about it, so it's even worse, and it's really tricky.
Right.
And it's hard on our officers too, to have to figure out where they live and what the rules are and all that stuff. So, big mess. Mm-hmm. So we thought we would start there. So for this permit to have an additional dog, it kind of outlines what the owner needs to do. So what we're looking at is they need to have all the animals spayed and neutered. They all need to be microchipped. They all need to be licensed. And then the other thing that's in here, number 5, notice of violations and citations. They cannot have any incidents where our officers are responding to their residents for the past year. And if they do have any of these incidents come up, then they're no longer attending for this annual permit. So that's kind of what we're looking at here.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna ask you, so like, if I get a dog, which I won't, and I have a microchip, can I give you like Randy's home address so that if it gets lost, he takes care of it?
You could do that, but the issue with that, whoever's on the microchip is who we consider the legal owner. So then we would no longer even want to talk to you about the dog because it's Randy's problem.
Sounds good.
We put two dogs out there with two microchips in them for Bob. How about some cats?
Give a cat. Yeah.
So this is just...
Bob's a cat guy?
This tiny little thing to nurse better because it was just dying. The vet told her it had a 50-50 chance to live. I took the positive attitude that it wasn't gonna and said yes.
And it made it.
Yeah. It made it. And the new vet goes,
yeah, I liked it 4:00 this morning when it's doing this to me.
Wake up. Hey, wake up.
And I'm going, Lisa, no, no.
Yeah. Okay. Lorraine.
So I have a normal question.
That wasn't.
So here we go. So annual additional dog. So I'm still sorting out. So even though we don't yet know what the uniform
number
count will
be,
whatever it is, this allows them to get one more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if the number's set at 3 dogs per household, then this would allow them a fourth dog.
Yeah, or if it's 2.
Then it would be that
then
third
Then it would
dog.
Be the third. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you've got some different things. And so what if they are planning to breed one of their dogs? Oh, yeah.
They all have to be spayed, neutered under this. If they're breeding, then that would put them in for a kennel license. So it's a different type of permit that we currently have
okay.
for breeding.
Okay, yeah, that was my question. Very interesting.
Yeah.
But a great, I mean, it looks good to me.
Yeah. And then for fees, Sid and I chatted very briefly about this, and we were thinking somewhere between the $50 and $100 range. I didn't know kind of where everybody sat on that.
What standard from other communities? And
well, so a lot of them are $100,
$150, $125.
Well, no, not that high. To have an annual additional dog permit?
Yeah, so this is something they'd have to renew every year.
I think 100 is probably a fine if they really, really want to have a third or a fourth dog, and if that's being done in other places, it's my opinion.
I'll let you guys figure that out.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
It's set by the commissioners.
You come up with some recommendation, but you find out because it's. I mean, if you're having to put, I mean, if you're paying a permit every year for each dog, it gets kind of expensive.
So this would only be that one.
It's just in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
So your first 2 or 3 dogs are already permitted. That's just a one time.
Yeah, that's just your license
fee. What about
renewing
which
is
your licenses every year?
Then that's standard.
That's standing too.
Yeah. So I just like being similar to the other jurisdictions, like you say, and not having it be low for no reason. I mean, it's a kind of a big deal to take on an additional animal, as Bob has said. It's a big deal.
And then the other question that I want to make sure everybody's in support of is our households having up to 4 dogs, if we're comfortable with that. That's the big thing.
So are we comfortable if there were some that ended up with 4 in our county in places?
Are they little dogs? Are they big dogs?
It doesn't matter.
You just stick with any. Yeah.
How many people have, do we know how many people have that many?
So many.
Really?
So many have that many.
Or more.
What you need to be asking yourself is, would you be comfortable if your neighbor had 4 large
that's,
dogs?
That's the question, because that's the type of complaints you get, is my neighbors have 4 dogs and they're noisy. And
I walk into my backyard and I can't stay in my backyard because the
dogs are barking
at me, jumping on the fence.
Yeah, it's hard.
Really?
No, I'm just saying this is the
that's
scenario.
The scenario. Please call
him. Backyard sucks.
Yeah. That's exactly That's the point. That's what you'll get.
Do you have a professional opinion?
Well, we have issues with 1 dog. We have issues with 2 dogs. The number of dogs isn't as big of a factor as having a responsible owner that's responsive to concerns from the neighbors.
Right.
So we're comfortable with 4 dogs. We deal with so many people every single day that more than that, that we're having the conversation, if you have to rehome your dog, I'm sorry.
So 4 dogs would be like the maximum. So
max.
One of our cities has a 3 dog rule and this would add a 4.
Well, our county code right now allows 3.
Okay.
So, and a lot of cities allow that, and then some allow more than that, like Woods Cross and Bountiful area. A lot of those cities down there don't care, honestly. Not a thing that they're really worried about.
Hmm. Yes, I recently saw at one of our high schools a yard with multiple pretty good sized dogs. And I was so curious because I just thought, well, how are they being cared for? Multiple, you know?
Yeah.
And so, it's a thing. I'm glad that you're really tackling this. I think if you have a professional opinion that 3 or 4 is either way, it really depends on the owners, then I'm okay. I was going to say 2 and then being able to add 1 this way, you know? And then what do we do about grandfathering? I mean, I care about those dogs in addition to the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, so at this point, another thing we've agreed on, we're doing good with the cities, we're not going to decrease in numbers because that opens that can of worms of grandfathering in, and we don't want to be forcing people to surrender their beloved pets. And so right now we're looking at 3 or 4 really dogs, and right now our county code allows for 3. So
okay, so the 3 and that's an annual additional would allow 4th for those that go for it.
Yeah, our responsible pet owners is who we're really trying to target through this.
Yeah.
Hopefully what will take place as we go through this process with doing all that we're going to do is that throughout the county it will become more uniform, and also people will understand better and will be able to get more dogs. More dogs tagged, more dogs chipped, and the whole works. So I think it's good. So yeah, a lot of work. Appreciate it.
Thank you for making the steps to getting this unified in the county. I know it's going to take a few years.
I hope not.
I just know some of the cities out there. I was like, it's good luck.
It's going to be a challenge. Yeah, a challenge.
You're moving.
Just wait till you deal with chickens.
God. You're moving in great ways. I mean, does that kind of answer the question?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know you all care about the care of the animals as well. So that's a big
thing. Okay. Okay.
Awesome. That was it.
All right.
Easy enough.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
The time is 9:12. This meeting is over.